Blog Talk Radio.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse, the source for models, talent, ads, and media, is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including The Gucci Style, TM and TSM Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brand on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Live Your Dream. I am Darlene Pierce-Noble, CEO and founder of Infinity Powerhouse. We have many divisions, and Live Your Dream is one of them, a radio talk show to have everyone come on and share what they're doing, their latest, any new updates, anything that they want to put out there in the atmosphere and say they want to get started, because I truly believe that once you put it out there, you know, that's already saying your faith is strong and you know that it's going to come to pass. I had an extraordinary weekend. I would not only say myself, but my team, IPH Media. So many great things have come from us just being in a mix, meeting great, great people who want to definitely make a difference and want us to highlight a lot of making a difference. We have the heart, we have the passion. So many people want to do things in this nature, this lineup, but a lot of times their place is not in the right, as far as their heart is not in the right place, and I'm not discrediting anyone because I want everyone to excel and achieve. If I got a magazine, I want you to have a magazine. If I got a Jaguar, I want you to have a Jaguar. If I have $1 billion, I want you to have $1 billion. We can be side by side enjoying life, and that's the way it should be. But, you know, when I get feedback from certain things and certain areas and certain people, you know, just looking down on my company in a sense where they're saying we're not up to par. But it's okay because this is God in the mix. When you go against me, you go against God. You go against God in all aspects. This is not me. It's bigger than me. My family who loves me, who knows me, who definitely been a part of my life, they know who I am. They know what I'm about. The followers that have followed me, they know who I'm about. And I didn't even have no direction to say this today. So for me to be saying this, I'm led to. I'm being totally honest. I love everybody. I want the best for everybody. If there's a misunderstanding with anybody, not only with me, but anybody, get it right. Make it right. Make it do what it do for you to make sure the communication levels are open. Because in a slight of a moment of a feeling of a human nature, you can be misrepresented or you can be misinterpreted. Or you could be misunderstood. So I'm just putting this out there. So for whatever reason God wanted me to share this, I don't have any battles or any people who, you know, trying to not have me do what I need to do. But I do know that I'm in it to win it for all, not only myself, but for all. So I'm excited on this morning. I just want to say shout out to all business owners, people who definitely want to get out there. I just remember when I had the initial thought that came to mind, and I often say, This is the same way, the same feeling, the same understanding that they had. I connect with everybody who has a sign up on their car, on their building, on their website. They had to come up with a name. They had to go through the process to get things started. They had to get a domain name. They had to get a hosting team to host what they have working with. They had to put their information on the social media. So we're twins, so to say. We're connected because we have the same vision. And I just sat back in awe, and when God brought that to me, that everyone starts from the same place. Some people progress quicker than others. Certain things happen for whatever reason, but you be grateful and you thank those who are around you who've helped you. You thank those who have paved the way. You thank those who want to do something different with their life to show that it can be done, because they are an example. They're when you're weak, they're able to help you get to where you at in that moment of weakness, and then vice versa. So I'm here to stand today that I love God so much, and I am just so blessed to be able to be in a platform that I can provide all the things that I provide, because it's bigger than me. God get the glory in everything, not only through me, but through all that is shown. It's like an illusion. It's like vapor. It's there. You feel it, but sometimes you don't see it. But it's like an illusion. And I'm here today to tell you that God is in the mix of all of this. I ask and pray dearly for God to open up doors in so many levels. I know people are chiming in, and they're like, what direction is she going with this? I don't know, but I do know I'm in my office space, my radio showcase area, by myself. I don't have an engineer, no one to flag me, no one to say, okay, what's up? So I'm doing this from just pure, from my heart, and knowing that I'm blessed, you're blessed. Let's make things happen for those. Leads me to say the London Magazine just came out. We just got it in the mail. The London Magazine is phenomenal. It was actually supposed to be 16 of our models that's supposed to be showcased. The first six that was sent, which they only said they need, they sent back and say for another 10 to be additioned, while the other 10 weren't added. So I took the time as a CEO and as a business owner and contact everyone before we put that information out there to let them know that this is what's happening. Hopefully down the road, building great connections, we could continue to do that. But the ones who made it in the magazine, congratulations. Congratulations to my company for them to be able to even actually have us in that magazine. I'm just blown away, because international, magazine, you look at you're being local. You look at you're being in an area where, you know, just within your city. Came from a small hometown, Waltsburg, South Carolina, where I remember having one Hardee's, and that was the main attraction for us eating. Then it moved on to Burger King, then McDonald's. And honestly, I had big dreams way back then in my little small town of Waltsburg in the little area called Neils, South Carolina. People knew I was different. My parents knew I was different. I dressed different. I always had big dreams, and I wanted to, you know, line up my path to do all the things that I needed to do. So I can help others. But I didn't know how it was going to come to play. I had my first fashion show at the age of, I want to say about 13 or 14. I can't remember it now. But I was raising money for a choir robe for the choir. The choir robe was $60, and I ended up making double of that for the fashion show. And also, I had a dance afterwards. I remember going scouting models to be models. This young man came on Facebook and told me, remember when I was in your fashion show back then? And I was like, oh my gosh. So even, you know, just scouting back then, getting the MC, getting the people actually to be in the show, bringing people to come, putting the hype out in my little city. The community center was packed at that age that I was at that time. And I'm like, wow, how exciting is when I think back and reflect. It started way back then. What I'm at today, it's not by chance. I'm here. So when people, in some cases, you hear this, you hear that, and they trying to figure out where I'm headed at, what I'm doing, ask God. Let God reveal it to you, because it's going to be shown through me, and I will put that out there. We're going to move on to this weekend talking about the fight. Oh, my goodness. The fight was phenomenal. Everybody that were there was just hyped, so excited. Mari Coleman is the person that actually joined our network a while back. So we were promoting and circulating around him, but circulating around One Hit Promotions, meeting David Moore, his wife, Mari's mom, his daughter with Pink Panther's mom, his daughters. I mean, the family, everybody who all went to Ebony, who actually, Riviera, who won her title, and some others. So we're going to have them on our show hopefully soon. We're going to do a whole magazine spread with them in it and the surrounding sports, which take me to another area of my division, a new division, a sports division, a media division to cover sports. I'm not an expert in it, so I want my team who is familiar with and getting out there in the forefront, I'll go and partake to a certain degree, but when it comes to the interviews and doing certain things, I will have a team of actually commentators, sports commentators, a team of photographers, a team of when you look at someone can interview them, that is all coming. So look at God. What direction? I didn't know I was going in that direction. But you know what? It's all about living your dream. The dream is wrapped around someone living a dream. And guess what? This is what it is. You could be a painter. You could be, you know, anybody who just do anything. And if that's your dream you're living in, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. I go to events. I don't want to only talk to the ones in the forefront. I want everybody in the background, too, who's doing things that they will never be seen. Because at that particular time, they're living their dream. They're helping someone else to live their dream, and they're living their dreams also. So definitely I want people to reach out to our company, Infinity Powerhouse. Infinity, as you heard the commercial earlier, it's I-N-F-I-T-I, powerhouse.com. Reach out, send us a message. Let us know, you know, what you would like for us to talk around. We'll get a subject matter around the area if we need to be. We also have areas where I like to bring other people in who wants the same or understand that they're on the same path as well. So we'll have a caller coming in, call it in shortly. She is heading up, she's the CEO of actually ENC Fashion Week out of Atlantic Beach in North Carolina. We'll have her up soon. I'm talking with her. We have some other agencies, Christy, Nicole, and also Cheryl. A lot of times when we have these sessions, they may not call in right then or can't call in due to the fact of certain things. So I'm going to check the message board. I see people already logged in. And if you have any questions, I know I said a mouthful today, and I'm not erasing anything. Yeah, I don't have nobody to tell me, okay, you're talking too much. Okay, slow down. Okay, so this is what it is. It's in real form. So you're welcome to ask me any questions about this weekend. I know we put a lot of stuff on the social media regarding the fight. All the information that is out there is definitely public knowledge, public actually where they can see it. We just strive to bring forth a path to ones that they can join us on that path and move forward with us. I never know a lot of times when we get to an event, we can plan it out, but sometimes it don't work. 9 times out of 10, it don't work the way we weren't. We sit in an area that we weren't, like, in our mindset, seeing us to sit in, or either, you know, different things. Everybody in the midst of what they're doing, so, okay, how are we going to get this day to be filled? They're walking, they're doing different things. So different, my team walk around trying to bring people over because we can have a list, but due to certain scheduling, due to either something pushed back at the main top or in the middle or whatever, it actually not allow us to do it. So you have to improvise. You have to make it work. You have to make it do, you know, what it do, as I've often been told. I also want to tell and share with everybody, we're excited about 2 magazines just hit the surface, the Gucci Style magazine, which covered the fashion event, which is Fashion Con out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, but was held in Rayford. The designer, her name is Julianne Johnson. She is fabulous. She and her parents and her family and others, they come together and they put together this runway showcase. It was last year, and they did it again this year, and they may have another one. But she is often traveling, doing things, showing her work, where she does a lot of recyclable type of style for our design wear. And I believe we saw that she will be in our my roots as far as another area that I love dearly, Columbia, South Carolina, where I was attend college there, fashion college, and so it's going to be at Columbia Fashion Week, so I'm excited to hear that news. We were sent some information about attending another fashion show there in Columbia coming up, so I'm waiting to get some more details about that. They want our media team to be there, and what's happening after this is on the 20th, I'll be attending a 100th seat. I'm sitting with Anthony Richardson. He is the CEO and founder of Unique Flavors, the tea. I was invited to that, so I'm going to be leaving there and going to Little Rock that next morning to actually pick about three models to be in our magazine showcase, and that is definitely a great and proud moment. That's with HMM, and I've been working closely with that organization who they're circling around MS. And when we look at different things, we look at bringing awareness to something, because when you have a cause, you have any events, you want to circle around different type of organization to bring awareness. You know, you not only want the models to win far as being in the showcase, the photographers' photos to be presented and shown in newspaper, magazines, websites, but you also want to wrap it around a foundation, something that you could actually provide probably some of the proceeds to, and not only that, to bring a lightness, bring awareness to it. So we are definitely excited about that. So we do have our caller getting ready to bring her on shortly. We want to say shout out to Christy, Nicole, Carice, and Cheryl. I know that, you know, every Monday I would love for y'all to be on the air with me every day and we chat and talk, but our message board is lighting up. I do see a lot of people in. I do see thumbs up saying, go ahead. So what I said earlier, woo, that was meant for meant to be heard. So that is great, great, great. I do see someone say, yes, preach. thank you. Thank you, LaVon. I appreciate that. That is great. Okay, Cindy. Okay, Cindy, thank you. I appreciate that. The spiritual part of me definitely is going to shine and show. You know, I just follow God's lead. I'm not perfect in any way. I'm just a vessel being used. So thank you. Thank you all for that. And thank you all for, I see that someone subscribed to our magazine. Thank you for that, too. I appreciate that. I really, really do. Yes, thank you. Oh, wow. So you're welcome to call in at 347-637-3166. This is our number. Our number is actually where you, when you dial in, you'll be able to get online. Sometimes when we do see callers, sometimes we'll randomly pick someone, and sometimes it's a person that don't want to be saying anything, but it's okay. It's all in greatness. You can give a shout out to us. You can give a shout out to somebody you know who own their own business. Are you owning your own business? You can share, you know, about that. And if you want a longer segment with us, you're welcome to set it up where we'll have you come on and talk about your business, because that's what it's all about. We want everybody to be able to live out their dream and enjoy what they do. Because I left AT&T back in October of 2015, and I love it. I love it there. I miss them dearly, and I'm in my new phase of my life, and I tell you what, not one day feel like work. I tell you that. I promise you that. This is all like you set your hours, you work around your schedule how you want to set it up, and it's all great. I love it, love it, love it. So anyone who wants to pursue their own business of interest, and they might need a push, they might need someone to give them some, you know, far as insight, I'm your person. You can look me up, call me up. I'll be more than happy to talk to you about it. But I felt at that time when I was led to leave, I was led by God. It was no that anything was anything wrong with them. I love AT&T. I've been there 17 years. My goal in my head was to be there 23 years to come. And when I remember saying that prayer years ago that I didn't want to work for anyone past 50, that was brought back to my remembrance. And I left on October the 6th, and I turned 50 on October the 9th. So God is a great and awesome God. So we're going to go ahead and bring our caller on. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome.
Hello. Hi,
can you
hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Great. You doing all right?
Yes.
Yes, wonderful. So we're going to let you introduce yourself. Tell the listeners and viewers your name and what you do and whatever you would like to share.
Okay, I am Novella Wilson. I am the CEO and founder of Eastern North Carolina Fashion Week, presented by Lexus.
Yes.
Our show is scheduled to take place September the 30th through October the 2nd in Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. What can I say? It is actually the very first fashion week to take place on the one of the only two barrier islands in all of our U.S.
Making history.
Yes, making history. I've been told. Yes. Yes.
Yes, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I know a lot is put into doing that. And I know you've been modeling. So give us some history about you as a model. And how old were you when you first started?
When I first started, I remember I came down here for a summer into Morehead City, and there was a small modeling school that was here. I will never forget it, Carol Reed Modeling School. And my grandmother sent me there, and I liked it. Of course, I was into climbing trees and playing in the dirt just before going back to Philadelphia, so I think that took precedence. I went back to Philadelphia and then moved back to the area because my grandmother actually was diagnosed with cancer. So we moved back to take care of her. They said that she had 6 months to live, and we came back while she was going through her chemo radiation. And she said, you know, it's not time for me to go. I haven't seen any of my great-grandchildren. So we moved back, and ever since then I've actually stayed. So, but and my grandmother outlived her cancer for 13 years. She said God said it wasn't her time, and it wasn't her time.
Amen.
Yes. I was married, and now I'm divorced. Because I was in a domestic violence situation, my ex, he did not want me to model, and so I came out of it. But I fell back into it by accident because of pictures that I had on Facebook. I remember a New York photographer calling me and saying, hey, will you do a photo shoot? And I did the photo shoot. There was a casting in New York, and I said, okay. I asked a friend, I said, do you want to, you know, actually it's my boyfriend, I said, do you want to take a ride? And he said, where? And I said, let's go to New York. And we did. We jumped in the car. We took that 12-hour drive to New York for that one casting. And the following week I had two agencies that sent me contracts. And so I just started doing a lot of runway. Because agencies can be really difficult, young ladies and men need to know that sometimes you're going to run into agencies work to make money. And a lot of models are under the impression that when you sign with an agency, you don't have to do any work. You just sit back and you wait for your agency. And I found out that that's not the truth. It's all about networking. It's all about getting out there and letting yourself be seen by as many people as possible. Fashion shows. Just networking parties, anything that you can become a part of that is going to expose you, that's what you need to do. So I met a lot of photographers in New York. And it's also a money-making opportunity. Again, you know, young and aspiring models need to know that there are a lot of scam artists out there. So being that I live in a small area and on the beach where the fashion industry isn't in this particular area, I started a modeling school. It's NB School of Fashion, and we also have a model and talent agency. One of the things that I wanted to do was to keep those aspiring models away from some of the scams that were out there and to prepare them to go out into the industry and teach them that you have to get out there and you have to network. You can be the prettiest model. If you want to do runway, you have to learn how to walk. You cannot have a diva attitude. That attitude will make or break you in this industry. And you can't just think that you're going to hit it big just because you're pretty. There's a million beautiful, beautiful people out there. You know, just millions of beautiful people out there. So, but your attitude can get you in that door, and your character is what's going to keep you there. So with that, I actually, originally we had planned on putting together a Next Top Model, but then I thought, we really don't have anything fashionable here. We have, in this particular area, we have the North Carolina Seafood Festival. That particular event brings in well over 250,000, close to 300,000 people. So I started really thinking about it, and I said, hey, what can I do to bring the fashion industry to this part at the exact same time? So I started thinking, and I said, look, let's just do this. Let's put this here. So I just jumped both feet into producing. It's Eastern North Carolina Fashion Week. Lexus jumped on board, and we have a few more sponsors. And just real short, let me tell you how it's going to work. It is a three-day event. Like I said, it will be on the weekend, the first weekend of October. So that Friday, we will actually present and feature 8 designers with some live entertainment. And this will be on the sands of Atlantic Beach because we love the water. You know, we only have these two islands. Yes.
Yeah, I love the water.
Can't love the atmosphere.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes. And so the second day, which is October the 1st, is Breast Cancer Awareness Day. I love giving back. I believe that we all have a passion. I think that when God formed us, He formed us all with our own different passions.
Yes,
but if you don't help other people with your passion, I feel like it's just selfishness. And that's just my belief. So I said October the 1st, Breast Cancer Awareness Day. That is also the designer's theme day. So we do have designers that will be making some of their garments around Breast Cancer Day. So you should see a lot of pink. We will have a 60-foot runway in the shape of Breast Cancer Awareness Ribbon. And there will be a segment in that show where we invite cancer survivors to actually model in our show. That will be followed by a child from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And not just breast cancer, any type of cancer. I think that 1 out of 3 people in America will at some point will have been touched by somebody that they know, be it a family member, a friend, just somebody close to them, even if it's just a coworker that has been touched by some form of cancer. So we want to give back, and it's not just about a fashion show, but it's about giving people an experience and enjoying and giving back to the community. That Sunday, we'll have another 8 designers and also some entertainment as well. There'll be a launch party. There will be an after party. The Art Institute of Raleigh-Durham is actually going to be putting on a breast cancer walk for ENC Fashion Week in the Triangle area. So we definitely are pleased to have some of the schools on board. And our goal is to actually not just, like I said, not just to produce Fashion Week in Eastern North Carolina, but to actually make it a community event and something that sets itself apart from New York Fashion Week and Miami Fashion Week and L.A. Fashion Week by bringing people together and building people up using the fashion industry.
Yes, and that's what it's all about. I'm a firm believer that, you know, you said earlier, just, you know, going back to that, people who, you know, giving a passion and provided a passion, you must use it. You must share it because that's yes. how we connect and that's how we move forward. And that is so true. I tell everyone that I have so many different passions and not often. Some people may have, they say, well, I don't know what my passions are, or I may have one passion. Well, there are some people, I have 20 passions. So your life is all wrapped around sharing that. So
yes.
do have, we have some questions for you. So Linda want to know definitely when is the next open call? And I do know, so I know the answer. So I want you to go ahead and answer that for her.
Okay, we have our first kids casting, which is an open call. It's going to be May 14th at the Doubletree Hilton in Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. That's for kids 3 to 13. We also have an adult casting that follows that following Saturday. It's going to be May 21st. Both castings start at 11 o'clock a.m. sharp. You can go online to www.encfashionweek.com. And you can see the casting dates. We have a total of 4 casting dates set scheduled, 2 for the kids and 2 for adults. So there's a first and then there's a final casting date. We do ask that all models go online and pre-register so that we can get a general idea and so that it'll actually make everything a lot easier when they come. the height requirement for the adult models is that there is a minimum height requirement of no shorter than 5'7". And it is for men and women and plus size. So we will be featuring swimwear, menswear, couture wear, plus size, you name it, you'll see it. And as far as the casting, there are requirements for what the model should wear. Because we are on the beach, and when you go to our website, you'll see that all of our colors are light and airy. And most castings, you come dressed in all black. I've been in all black I don't know how many times. For what we're trying to do with the sun and just the beach, we want to make it light and airy, so we're asking that you put on your white T-shirt. We do not want any print on the T-shirt. We don't want any print on the T-shirt. And then just some black leggings or some black straight jeans. And women, bring your heels. You know how casting goes. You have to bring your heels because we will watch you walk. We'll have photographers there, and we'll also have the videographers there. So we will be doing a group picture. This is why we ask that you come 11 o'clock a.m. sharp. So if the weather permits, knock on wood, and God grants us with the sun, we'll have a beautiful beach shot to plant on our website so that people can see some of the models that actually attended. We want to give as much exposure to any of the models that come. We have had confirmation that there will be a couple of New York top modeling agencies and scouts at the event. We will have celebrities. Yes, I was so happy when we got that information. We will have celebrities in the audience as well, and Corey Wade, who is one of the winners of America's Next Top Model, he will actually be hosting our three-day event, so we're pretty happy about that. And we just want to make this a great event and just, you know, make our mark.
Awesome, awesome. And I definitely want to connect you with Mari Coleman. He is a heavyweight champion as of this weekend. The one that I would tell you was the mother was a survivor of breast cancer twice. He did a showcase of first MC at Fashion Con in Rayford this past, I believe it was in February, yes. So definitely would love you to connect with him because he will be outstanding too. Anything you can have him to do. His whole show is wrapped around pink, showcasing from pink book bags with a breast cancer, you know, on there. Also, T-shirt. It is just phenomenal moving how God is using him and how all the hype is, you know, centered around what he does. And not only that, for other people as well. So we're super excited about that. So shout out to One Hit Promotions. I am David Moore. We had a chance to talk briefly. We're going to have them come on the show. Hopefully, I want to wrap it around Thursday timeline with our kickoff party to our website networking party. So all of that will be coming. Definitely more information will be coming out about that. I see another call on the line, but we also have some questions, and I know our time is about to wrap up. And who do we have here? Hello,
Nicole.
We actually have the CEO and founder of ENC. Fashion Week out of North Carolina, Atlantic Beach, and this is presented by Lexus, the car. So she was on with us. So this is Nicole. She is a manager. She owns Physique Management out of Atlanta, Georgia, and she is a part of our network. So definitely I just wanted to bring you on, and I know time is running out, but we'll be doing this again on next Monday. You're welcome to actually come back to Novella. We want to make sure we bring an awareness to all that we do. IPH Media are going to be at that event as well. And then, Nicole, I get to see you at an event in Atlanta coming up soon. Was that going to be in June 18th, right?
Yes, it'll be June 18th.
Yeah, and you'll be a judge too also. Oh, awesome, awesome. So we have a question, and this is by actually Roy. He's asking for his daughter. He wants to know more in reference to, do you have an agency, Novella? That's what he's saying.
We don't see ourselves as an agency. We wouldn't put ourselves out there. We are management, so we would make sure to keep her away from scam artists. So it's talent It's model and talent management. So it works the same. If you look at
okay.
the definition of agency for New York, it's completely different from North Carolina's law.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Well, okay.
That's the same trouble that I've been running into here in Georgia. So that's why my company, and I have to tell everybody that works with me and under me, I'm not an agency. I'm a management company. I manage.
Right.
I work hand in hand. It works the same way. If I can find you
right.
work, I'll get you work. We're more of a management company than we are an
right.
agency.
I think there's a lot of misconception about agency / management, but people actually need to research and know that there's a difference, but not a difference. There's a difference in the laws, but not really a difference in what they are or what they do.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. So is it good to, you know, not hear only hear from other people, but to definitely make sure that you understand what's happening. We do have Instant Live. I don't have Facebook Live yet. I have to look into that further, but we have Instant Live where we also have people following us on Instant Live, so I wanted to give a shout-out to them and thank you all. I have that information so others can actually join in on Instant Live as well. It's a great, great way to showcase and have your information out there. So, everyone, thank you again for tuning in to Live Your Dream once again. We appreciate you. We have so much coming up for our future in reference to all that we're going to be doing is IPH Media. Infinity Powerhouse is blowing up. I know the divisions are growing as well, and we just want to be there for all. And so make sure everybody has, you know, this their place of where they can feel a safe haven to be able to chat and talk with us about their what they want to talk about. And find out information that they want to find out so they can move further in this industry. So, Nicole, by all means, please share what someone can reach you at on Facebook or either social media.
Oh, yeah, they can just message me on Facebook right now. That's the best way because the website, like I said, is in construction. So they can just get
okay.
me on Facebook. I'm Nicole King. And message me at Physique Management, LLC on Facebook or also on Instagram.
Okay, wonderful. And also, you also in the village, how would someone be able to reach you? You would like for them to give you a call, or you want them to reach you on Facebook?
Well, there's a couple of ways that they can actually reach us. They can go on facebook.com/ENCFW. We have a couple of Facebooks, the ENCFW, and then there's also Eastern North Carolina Fashion Week presented by Lexus spelled out. We're also on Twitter, and we're also on Instagram under ENC Fashion Week, or they can call our office at 252-499-9426. And we'll take any kind of message that they have for us. We'll be more than happy to answer their emails. All of that information can be found on our website at encfashionweek.com. Darlene, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And any of you guys that are interested, and like I said, we are still taking pre-registration for models. Bear with us. I told a friend of mine, Devon, who actually has LDA Productions out of Cary, North Carolina, I have never done anything bigger than a birthday party. And God has seen me through all of this and has just kind of jumped me into a position where it feels like somebody took my water hose and opened up a fire hydrant. So
wow.
When it's your time,
yeah.
It's your time.
Right, right. And it just opened up in so many ways. So before we close
yeah.
out, everybody, definitely thank you again for tuning in to Live Your Dream. We have this new segment where our commercial is about to come on. So
everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including the Gucci Style, PM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazines, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled INFINITI. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say.
Bye-bye, everyone. Have a great day. We'll be back soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.